This is KUT. A group of Texas lawmakers met for the first time Monday to talk about school safety. The hearing comes after Governor Greg Abbott came up with a plan to secure schools in the wake of the shooting at Santa Fe High School. Law enforcement made up a good portion of Monday's testimony. As KUT's Claire McInerney reports, many disagreed with Abbott's plan.
The plan Abbott laid out was not mandated, but guidelines for school districts and the legislature to implement. Many of his suggestions had to do with what he called hardening schools. Things like limiting entrances at schools, installing metal detectors, and training more teachers to carry a concealed weapon. Joe Curiel is the police chief for San Antonio ISD's police department. He told the committee what he wants to see.
Give us more officers. Give us more campus officers.
He talked about how his officers focus on community policing. They get to know kids and try to talk to them so they can identify when someone may need help. His school district doesn't use the Marshall program, which arms teachers. Mike Matranga is in charge of Texas City ISD's police force. He told the committee that many of the ideas aren't very practical.
Popular thing is everybody's talking about metal detectors. Everybody's talking about arming teachers without giving it any forethought to how this is going to affect people. Or the effectiveness of that.
He said the realities of schools make some of the proposals unworkable. He sees how students prop open doors or have to go to class in different buildings.
You can't secure a school 100%, and I'm not afraid to say that. If I can't guarantee what's on the other side of that metal detector is secure, what's the point in spending the money on the metal detectors?
Matranga also said having more trained police officers is better than arming teachers because police officers know how to handle a crisis. The main concern of lawmakers was how to get an officer in every school around the state. Right now, large school districts have the resources to have a police force, but many smaller school districts don't. Lawmakers also heard from architects who spoke to the challenges of retrofitting older school buildings with new security features, as well as a company that created an app so students can anonymously report classmates acting strange or violent. The committee meets again today. The testimony is expected to focus on the Marshall program. Claire McInerney, KUT News.